Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And, you know, Dr. DePitapudi is...
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who brings up the rear on a tandem bike? Is it Dean or a blank?
And James Strebel.
Texter says, "Preach, Round Daddy. So refreshing to hear you call out Car Nation without worrying about Sweeney swooping in and kissing the beak and bending the knee to the car tree." All of that, kissing the beak.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's like when I go to a Final Four, I imagine guys like Sam Williamson.
You know what we should do, Grossman? We should just immediately get to sound here this hour instead of waiting.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with this, you. We got to get you riled today.
I'm on the verge of it, but I haven't riled today. I'm just waiting for it.
Hey, it's a 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. You remember, at any of the Evergreen locations or the Cox's Spirit Shops in the area, you can get those J-Town Craft Beer Fest tickets. That's always fun, and they present the 5 o'clock hour here on ESPN 680 105.7. Speaking of, did you see... downtown near Nulu, they got the new Evergreen down there, which is a great idea.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Right down there. Yeah.
You know, I need to get probably get to Cox's at some point this week so I can get some cigars for Minnesota.
Cigar?
Yeah.
What's your beer situation when you're gone on vacation for a week? How does that look for James Strebel? You want to take enough for you for the week, right?
Well, here's the problem. It's not all if it's a problem, but what happens usually is we buy a lot.
Right.
We buy a great deal to bring with us. Usually by Wednesday, I'm going somewhere to get some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
Okay.
Usually I do like a midweek run. Yeah, midweek run. Yeah, yeah. So usually by Wednesday, I've got to go. And that's when we had the big fish fry is on Wednesday anyway. And so I got to, you know, but sometimes they have a keg of the fish fry. So
whose fish fry is it?
It's the campground's fish fry.
There you
so
go.
Like everything people have caught during the week, like the walleye and stuff, they fry it up. We all eat it. And then there's a keg usually.
How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Texture says, "Ball field sounds like when someone," let's see here.
Uh-oh.
"When someone says when they know nothing about sports."
That's what it's called. That's what we call it. It's not just me. That's not a me thing. Like all the parents, everybody's like, "Oh, good night at the ball field." Yeah. That's what it is.
I'm not the only one. We got to pause everything today. You need to slow down today.
Okay.
You've been all over the place. You're off your game today.
No,
what's going on right now behind the scenes with James
Strebel? Nothing at all.
Was he like this yesterday, Grossman? I don't know what's going on with him.
He was not like this yesterday.
You're flustered today.
I don't know why.
Is it Butch Beard?
No, Butch Beard doesn't have me going.
Is he against the big wigs in town?
No, the big wig didn't know who I was.
No one knows who you are. I walked in
and he's like, "Do you need help with anything?" And I was like, "Well,
that's what Diener said to an intern."
Yeah, I was like, "I'm here to do a show." He's like, "Oh." I feel fine. I feel normal.
What did you think about Pro Football Focus having Will Levis as the 97th quarterback in the country? Did you see that?
I'm not surprised by it. I mean
97. All these years. 97.
That's what I thought.
Penix, that's an improvement.
Penix was five.
Penix is good. I mean, we like Michael Penix.
He paused there for a second.
We like Michael Penix. He was our guy last year.
We didn't use the X. It was it Rab Johns?
It was
Pete DePietro.
Yes, it was Pete DePrimo.
DePrimo. DePietro. Close enough.
What a great name. Pete DePrimo. I'm jealous of that.
Rab Johns got mad at people having fun with it, though.
I run the IU 24/7 site.
Tom Allen was just named to the Dodd Trophy watch list. I just got that.
I saw that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Don't worry, Stoops wasn't on there.
No. Well,
neither was Satterfield.
Neither was Satterfield. Yeah.
I'm letting you know.
Stoops was right ahead of Tom Allen in. Which one was it? They had one last week.
CBS.
CBS. Yeah. CBS. He was ranked 14th. And what was Allen? 20th. Crean. Something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have Allen over Stoops, right? You have to.
I don't know.
Don't you have
I would
to?
Right now.
He had the... Maybe right. I don't know.
Put it up at ESPN 680.
I don't know. I mean,
who would you rather have, Mark Stoops or Tom Allen? What a terrible July. What a terrible July question.
Yeah. Well,
that's what it is.
I think it's a fine July question. It's not too bad. There's been worse.
Texas, Strebel's flustered today. LOL. I don't know what's wrong with you. I really don't.
I feel fine. Nothing's going on.
Something's going on with you.
Is there something on your lap band again?
Yeah.
There's nothing in my lap band. No. There's nothing in my lap band. That's clean. It's cleansed.
You cleaned it out.
It's been cleaned out. I ate it like noon.
I was going to bring up, because we started today's show in the 3 o'clock hour, when Strebel walked in today, I noticed the stench that followed him, that he's scared about Kofi Coburn, mm-hmm. who is going to commit on Friday. And I asked this, most of BBN, I would imagine, is cocky about this sort of thing, thinking
100%.
That he's locked in. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, 100% is how I feel. You know why I feel that way? Because there's only two schools being talked about.
Well,
Kentucky and Illinois. That it. He ain't going to Illinois. He ain't going back to Illinois. They don't have a team.
It's a great point. I don't know who's on their team.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a team.
Jack, do you know anyone on Illinois' team?
Andre Curbelo.
There you go.
That's the only guy you need to know.
And he was the guy that everyone thought was going to go to Kentucky.
Right. He ended up not going.
Everyone thought that he was going to go to Kentucky.
Other than that, I think. Oh, and Georgie Bishonis Philly.
Again, yes. I have no idea who that is.
No clue.
You don't need to flex your muscles. We know you like Big Ten basketball.
Yeah, and no, but that's what makes me feel confident, Andy, because it's pretty much down between Illinois and Kentucky. He's not going back to Illinois. He's already said how much he loves.
So there hasn't been another school anywhere, even this weekend.
Nothing.
Well, the thing that did it for me was. If you think he's just going to Kentucky, is not only is there not he's not taking any visits.
No visits.
Like Marcus
either.
Carr is taking visits.
Yep. He's not visiting anybody.
He's taking two visits. Now, if he doesn't ultimately make it to Louisville, we can have, and I'm sure we will, mm-hmm. we can have that conversation.
Right.
But the Kofi Coburn stuff, I sense today
mm-hmm.
when it came out that he's going to announce on Friday, it became real.
Yes.
Because Kentucky fans going into this weekend, you could be done with Kofi Coburn and you're not getting Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it could happen.
It could happen.
How many days of your vacation will that upset you?
Oh, man. I mean,
people are going to want to hear from you.
Till, you know what? It would bother me until about Monday or Tuesday.
Really?
Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, until about Monday or Tuesday. Then I could. That time I would have filtered out everything and I'd just be in vacation
mode.
Are you
going to talk to Kellen, your son, about this?
Absolutely.
Does he know who Kobe
is? Are you going to take him out on the lake?
And
early morning fishing.
No, because if however it happens, I plan on you guys calling me.
We're gonna have to get your reaction.
So he'll be in the van.
So if you're in the van and Kofi Coburn at 4:30 commits to Kentucky,
yeah.
Are you going to be mean and nasty?
Oh, you better believe it.
In the van with your wife and your three kids.
And my mother-in-law, too.
And your mother-in-law.
The entire family.
Who you gave COVID to.
Yes, who I gave COVID to. I will
find
be mean
sound.
And
nasty. Find that sound gross, man.
I'll be mean and nasty in front of everybody.
Is she a Louisville fan?
No, she didn't care. She doesn't care one way or the other. No.
Texas says, has Mitch got fired with the Cardinals yet? Not yet.
He's still holding strong. You know, he'll answer his back every once in a while.
Mitch did text us.
He did. Yes, he texted us today, wasn't it?
He texts us right now.
Oh, he texts us right now? Yeah. I didn't even see that. Okay. Little Mitch text. Mitch,
about
we're on the air.
About Lou City. Yeah. He's helping us. Speaking of Jason Entz, I was told that Jason
Entz. You played the system.
Do you know how I know I had it? Do you know how I know I had it?
For sure? Yeah.
My mother-in-law was in town visiting. When I came home.
Well, do we know that? Wait. Yes. We didn't know your mother-in-law she was in town.
She was in town visiting. She only stayed at our house. She wasn't around anybody else. She was here for 3 days.
Oh, no. And she got it?
And she got it. Yes, the day
You gave your mother-in-law. Wait, how come how come you didn't tell us that you gave your mother-in-law?
Because it's nobody's business. And now that everyone's like, you're lying. You didn't have COVID. So you bums. I did have COVID. So shut the hell up.
Are you sure that you gave it to her, or was it she that gave it to you?
No, I was.
I love that sound.
I started feeling bad.
Before she did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And she left. Like, she was out of there.
There's few things
so
that make me happy.
So you were a super spreader.
Yeah. Yeah, there's few things.
No, she just went directly home. Like, and just went in her house and then went and got tested.
Oh, man. There's few things that make me happier than Strebel giving his mother-in-law COVID.
Yeah.
What a dark time that was.
It was a dark time.
It really was.
I felt terrible.
I just remember that day.
I called her every day because I was like, while she's waiting
for
her.
Mom?
Huh? I call her by her.
You call her by her name.
I call her by her name. Yeah,
Christine.
Yeah, Kathy.
I know her name. Kathy.
I call her Kathy. Yeah, I call her Kathy. And I called her and I was very concerned. I was like, "Are you feeling bad yet?" She's like, "No, I'm not feeling fine." I was like scared.
She didn't have a bad case of COVID though, if I remember. It was mild.
It was mild, but it was worse than mine.
It was worse than yours.
It was worse than mine.
Wow,
she felt worse
that?
than I did. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So. Yeah. She's forgiven me. It's, you know, she wasn't mad at me in the first place.
Well, like, she forgave you.
Yeah, you can't really be mad at someone just for being sick.
Anyway, it was passed along to me that your boy Jason Entz.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Considered himself at one point, okay, a top 1,000 player in the United States for FIFA.
Top 1,000?
Yes. He says before he hit his 30s and his eyesight went downhill, he was a monster at FIFA. Quote, if there was a local tournament, I won it. He was ranked in the top 1,000 in the U.S. 3 years in a row on online seasons. Look how far away from the microphone Grossman is right now.
He doesn't want anything to do with
this.
Wow.
It's a split between wanting everything to do with it and wanting absolutely nothing to do with it.
I mean, is there documentation of this?
No.
Is this him blustering?
Yeah.
Is him saying, yeah, I was that good?
I believe him.
I don't.
That's fine.
I don't believe him.
That's fine.
Because he has a built-in excuse why he's not good now. My eyesight's bad.
Well, that would be an excuse.
It would be an excuse.
You can't be at the top of your game in video games if your eyesight's bad.
I understand that.
My eyesight sucks, and I still beat people in the MLB.
Yeah, but you're not top 1,000.
He might be. Who knows? This man loses his glasses. He's on the ground, patting around, trying to find him.
Grossman's like 3 weeks away from going on a bachelor trip.
Whoa! I didn't know that.
Yeah, where are you guys going?
Vegas?
It's
being abbreviated because of the procedure I'm having, so I'm not making the whole thing, unfortunately.
Wait. You need to explain to people what you mean there.
I'm having an eye surgery in a couple of weeks, and the bachelor party starts during the recovery time from the surgery. So, like, it's a 4-day trip, but I'm only going to get to be there for, like, 2 days.
Well, that's sad. Can't you configure the surgery? Can't you, like, move the day?
No.
You don't want to know.
It's a whole thing.
I don't want to know.
This has been Strebel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It's a whole thing.
This has been hell for me figuring this out.
Are you getting LASIK?
No.
No.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I'm scared. I'm nervous.
You should be.
I just want Jack to be okay.
He said procedure made that sound like, I mean.
I thought it was something serious.
No, it's not anything serious. It's something that I have to get done at some point, but I pushed it off to the summer so that it wouldn't interfere with Derby or March Madness.
Okay.
And now it's interfering
with the bachelor party.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas says, every story Strebel tells about women has him being nice to them. What an odd thing. What an odd thing to send in to
weird.
The UPS Jobs text line. So your confidence level is what with Kofi Coburn?
99%.
All right.
I'm 90. What's the other options? If I had other options,
what do you have other options?
Like what?
Well, you just have to be 99%. You got 99 other options, Jay-Z.
Okay, then
it can be 50-50.
If there were other options, then I would be maybe a little nervous. But all we hear is Kentucky or Illinois. He hasn't given a top five. He hasn't given a top three. All he says, I'm announcing on Friday. It's all he said, and he's given no indication. And there's no other schools that are like, we're in on Kofi Colbert.
T.J. Walker's nervous. He says now there's a game. There's a concrete date, and that makes you nervous.
Why would that make him nervous?
I'm saying that makes no sense. I'm saying right now, Kofi Colbert putting a date on it, it's going to be Friday. It makes you nervous.
No, it doesn't. Why?
Because now there's a timeline.
There is a timeline.
And it's right on top of your vacation.
And you should feel good about that being a timeline because, I mean, just wrap this baby up. The longer he drags it out, then you get nervous. If it's like, well, you know, I want to take some visits and I need to talk to people. I need to, you know, see what the coaches had to say. No. It's been Kentucky or Illinois for the entire time. That's his options. He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. We're going to go Final Four. Louisville fans are going to be scared. Because if we get Kofi Colbert, they ain't getting Marcus Carr. Their football team's going to stink too. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes.
Blankenbaker texting. He's totally right.
What?
IU fan Jack Grossman schedules eye surgery around March Madness.
Well, they
Madness.
Have to know. I figured that one of the two teams around here would make the damn thing.
Well, we were all wrong in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, considering any other year, that would be an issue with work.
Texas says, smart job, Grossman, getting a vasectomy before Vegas.
It is not a vasectomy.
That's kind of what you made it sound like.
It did, yeah.
I'm going to Vegas and have a procedure.
Yeah.
Texas says, is Grossman going to have an eye patch on in Vegas?
No.
Man, I think you should.
Should I? If they give me an eye patch, should I take it to Vegas with me?
Are you going to a strip club?
I mean, I would hope so.
Whoa.
Listen. I just, you in a Vegas strip club right now, I need video.
Yeah.
Like I need air.
Yeah.
I need nourishment.
Yeah.
You guys get the it's like the all inclusive. Yes. You get like the limo and everything. Yeah. That's what you do. It's going to cost you something, Jack, but yeah. Look, you got a buddy who's going big time Vegas. How about that?
I mean, yeah. Mitch had a guy. His friend went to, you know.
A cycle bar.
And then he went to a casino in Indiana. Yeah. You're going to Las Vegas.
He went to Belterra.
He
went to Belterra.
Yeah, which is a nice place. Yeah.
You and the wife should go there.
Belterra?
Yeah.
That would be a nice little getaway weekend. Yeah. Don't worry. We've been looking at some places for a little getaway.
Texas says, Big Rig better not pivot. It's Final Four or bust.
Yeah, I said it last year and it was a bust and I complained about it. No, I'm not pivoting. If they get Kofi Colbert, yeah, absolutely. They need to be in the Final Four.
Texas says, no visits, including Lexganistan, Brad Underwood doing that thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that could be, I tell you what, that would be the way that the Illinois gas bag would talk about it. Is that
he's not going on a visit.
Is that he's never, well, he doesn't need, yeah. He doesn't need to. He's been at Illinois.
Yeah, he's been
there.
He
knows what they have to offer. He's never seen Kentucky.
I did see some, it was really funny. Uh-oh. I saw some, just from Illinois fans. I saw some, because when he put, you know, he's going to announce on Friday, I read through the mentions, and there are Illinois fans posting, like, pictures of him and DeSumo, and I'm like, he ain't there anymore, guys. Nice try. Like, he's not going to look at it and be like, oh, yeah, I have Ayo DeSumo still there waiting for me to play with. Like, no. Quit. He's not going to Illinois. He's not going back to your bum program that Orlando Antigua built for you, and then he took it away from you. And he's going to take Kofi Colbert, and he took Chin Coleman, he's taking everything from you, Illinois. Yeah, you're going to be
from a bum program.
Inconsequential again. So enjoy. Thank in Orlando Antigua for your 1 year in the spotlight. It's gone. And your elite players are gone.
Texas says Cal still can't coach Strebel.
Yeah, I had that debate yesterday. All the Louisville fans that like to claim that he can't coach. And then don't look in the mirror and realize that he smacks you around like you're nothing. Like you're nothing. But he can't coach. He can't coach. He can coach against your program. Your program, he can really coach against your program. What does that say about your program?
Give me Marcus Carr sound. Now's the time that we play this.
Let's do it.
Hang on. All right. So which one do you want here? The caller? Is that the one that you want? This is a Maybin Rummage caller.
Okay.
So I want your reaction to this. Okay. I love this. I like this is what it's all about. You ready?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to say this, man. I think we have a deep team right now, but I mean, honestly, outside of Malik Williams, I don't think we have a proven star yet, but if we get a guy like Marcus Carr, we go from being probably an ACC championship contender to probably an NCAA championship contender. But I'm really excited for that opportunity, and I hope that he, you know, chooses Louisville over Texas. But I'll hang up, and you know, I just want to leave y'all with that and go Cards.
Yeah, appreciate it. I agree.
You're not an ACC title contender, man. I don't know what to tell you. You're not. You're not. No one's going to pick you to win the ACC. Nobody, except for your fans. That's it. No. Look, if Marcus Carr, if he joins the team, you might be an ACC title contender then. But you're not now. No.
Texas says, do not let them buy a bottle of champagne for you. That's $800 at the door. Oh, I would love if Grossman and his buddies got the check at the end of the night. It's like $23,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's you see those things on the internet where a kid's looking at it.
Yeah, like the receipt.
The receipt from the night before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be such a thing to happen to me. That'd be so bad.
Artie, you don't have to answer this.
Oh, boy.
But
oh boy.
It's a Vegas trip.
Yes.
I mean, is whoever is getting married to the best man, whoever, are they well off?
Are they single?
The guy that's getting married is not single.
No, but right, the other guys. Yeah.
The other guys, one of them is not, but the vast majority are single.
That's a good thing. Yes. And then are they like well off? Because this is an expensive trip.
Not really, no. I was surprised that we were going to do this because it is inexpensive.
That's why I was kind of thinking. I'm like, this expensive
is
trip,
going to take a significant chunk out of the
money. Well, you
got to
do it. You're only young one time,
gotta
Jack.
Do it, but
you got to
be expensive.
Have you ever been on a bachelor party?
No, this will be my first one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, man. He's going to come back a different person.
Oh, no.
His eyes
are
going to be open to some things. Man, I wish I could go with you. Just to observe.
Then do what? Father? What?
I would leave him alone completely.
If he was getting ready to do something, you
just
know.
Just watch Jack become a man. I wouldn't stand in his way. I wouldn't pull him over to the side like, you better not do that. I'd be like, let him live his life. That's what I would be like.
Boy, I want to ask so many questions. They're all so delicate, though.
They are.
They're very delicate yeah. questions.
Yeah. Like a fly on the wall. That's just what I would like to be.
Texas says, what did Underwood do to piss Cal off? I have no idea.
No idea, but whatever it was, it's pretty significant.
Texas says, you're a sick man. You're on Illinois message boards.
No, it wasn't message boards. It was Twitter. I just went to Kofi Coburn's Twitter account and looked at the tweet where he's announcing Friday and just read the replies. That's all I did. I didn't go on any message board.
Texas says, listening to a grown man like Strebel hinging on the commitment of a teenage kid is sad. Well, that's what everyone
does around
here.
That's what everyone does around here.
That's what everybody does around here.
You listen to Mabe and Rummage today? They're doing the exact same thing. They're sad. It's sad. They're hinging their happiness on it. You had the same criticism? This is what I got into yesterday, too, Andy.
Oh, here we go.
You can't talk about Louisville's like so. Mabe and Rummage and Diener and Blank and Biscuit and all these Louisville fans can talk about Kentucky, but right. I'm not allowed to talk about Louisville.
Right.
Yeah, the double standard hypocrisy. That's your entire program.
Buddy of mine texted me. Your boy Tank the Stank text wants to know if we can make a purchase for Crean.
Oh, what? Like what? What are we going to purchase? Oh. Shoot a little Venmo. Yeah. There we go.
Texas says you got to hook Jack up with Brandon Lang in Vegas.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, wow. Wow. How about that?
You gonna Texter brings up a great point. You gonna go see Jack Harlow when you're there?
Yeah, he's in residence there.
Is he there now? I have no idea.
That was the rumor. Not gonna see any Jack Harlow, no concerts?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the plan is mainly, you know, casinos and and gambling and, you know, hopefully women. I'll mark that.
I love the fact that you think you're going to have women.
At least you have
a little bit of confidence.
No confidence.
Well, I mean this in all seriousness. Are you guys going to do one of those pool things where you have like a cabana outside? Because you would clean up in a setting like that.
He
so,
would.
So what's
you being like the big guy?
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Life you of the would, party.
Life of the party. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know where you have like the is cabana the right word?
We yeah.
The tents or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Maybe like some couches. Maybe there's a bed.
Like a tiki bar over yeah. to the side too.
Yeah. And there's a huge you know the huge pool scene.
Oh yeah.
That you, I mean I don't need to tell
That'd
you
be
this.
Fun. Oh no.
I'm on Instagram all the time. Yeah. Why am I having to? You know yeah, what I'm no, talking yeah. about. The Vegas pool party.
That'd which, be fun.
It would be, but I That'd think you would dominate more so than your friends, who I've never seen any of them.
I mean, the big guy is made for that moment. I've been in that moment before.
It's the big guy moment.
It is the big guy moment.
That or the fit guy.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. Yeah. The fit guy or the big guy.
The fit guy's walking around with no shirt on, pecs toned, all that stuff. And you got the big guy with a Hawaiian shirt on
yep.
walking around with two drinks in each hand. That's what you need to be, Jack. That's what you need to be.
Texas says, this guy's a teacher. It's embarrassing.
I know. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's embarrassing.
Texas says, Grossman and Lang would be like the twins with Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Texas says, Jamie just said he wanted to watch Jack become a man.
That's why he's going out having fun.
Jamie wants to watch Jack become a man. That's creepy.
Like him going out and having fun at a bachelor party. I'd like to see that, yeah.
Texas says Jack's going to get robbed by an escort at the casino.
Yeah, I can see that. That would suck.
Have you, is this your first time in Vegas?
It's my second time, but the first time I was there, I was like 7, so.
Okay, yeah very different.
Texas
yeah.
says the cabanas ain't free. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The guys are going to have to put up some money for this.
Do something.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, whoever's paying for this or pitching in, you guys got to do it right.
Texas says Issel should chip in and be Jack's handler.
That's not a bad idea either.
That's who you have to name drop.
I can
yes.
take
Dan
you have
Issel.
To name drop. Listen, Dan Issel is the way that all of this changes for you. Do you realize that?
Yes.
You need to find. There'll be a Kentucky fan down there. They'll be all wearing.
There's
blue.
Always a Kentucky
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, there'll be yeah. Some dude with the gut with the Y2K,
hey.
Whatever it was. UK,
UK2K.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
You'll have that. You'll have a Duran Lamb 3 goggles. Something. There'll
yeah.
be something.
Yeah.
Someone with the Anthony Davis Brown shirt.
Yeah. All you gotta do is say, I know Dan Issel. I produce his show.
Dan Issel. Yep. You have like a picture of you
with Issel?
Dan Issel by any chance?
We can take
you need to take that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little selfie with Dan. Absolutely. That's your card.
I heard Issel yesterday talk about how he had a ticket that he won. A bet that he won. Maybe I can give cash in the ticket. He'll give me some commission for it.
That's a great point. Yeah. That's a great point.
I'll cash this for you, Dan, if you give me 10%.
No, listen, people yeah. do that yeah. all the time.
There you go. That's even more of an in for you. You have some money, too, a little pocket money.
Texas says, just sent Crean $5 on Venmo.
I did get $5 on Venmo, so thank you, Texas.
Need the
wow.
listeners to get yes. him a good time in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but here's my problem. I think he and his buddies are just going to gamble in sportsbook and stuff like eat pizza.
Right.
And stuff like
drink beer.
Which is totally fine, but the thought that they're going to some club, they're hanging out with a bunch of women,
yeah.
they're buying drinks, they're at a cabana, none of that's happening.
We're definitely drinking. Obviously. And I do think there's plans to go to a club.
Okay.
And there's plans one night he wants to do like a nice, a really like high-end steak dinner.
Okay, so
okay.
The club night, is that going to be on a weekend night?
That's what I need to figure out.
Because, yeah. Crane, you guys, like how many dudes is it?
I think there's 7 or 8 of us.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
We're all getting in.
I hate to be the one that tells you.
That we're not,
yeah.
And I would be the one that gets cut first.
There's 7 or 8 dudes there.
And no women.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it depends on what kind of club you go to.
Why don't you tell him?
No, I don't know.
Why don't you tell him?
No, I'm just saying.
Why don't you tell him?
No, I'm just saying that, like, I mean, there are some clubs that you all would probably be able to get into with 7 or 8 guys. There are clubs that they would be like, we're full. Yes. You know, I mean, I would have been right. I would have been right there with you. They would have been you're full to me.
99% of the people listening to us right now would be in the exact same spot.
Sure, absolutely. And are you so? You don't know the itinerary yet, so you don't know what days you're missing. You
right,
don't know if you're missing the steak dinner
out,
or you're missing the
yeah.
club night.
Yeah, there's two Ooh. Things I need to figure out. I need to figure out the itinerary. I have to figure out how quickly I can and the recovery from the eye surgery, so
you gotta
get there.
You got to wear an eye patch.
You have to.
Yeah, the eye patch would be it would work for you.
Just him coming off his eye surgery going to Vegas. He's having eye surgery going to Vegas.
Meanwhile, who do we have? Like, the process is going to fill in some.
Is that who it is? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, we're going to muddle through that week.
Yeah. As soon as we lose Mitch, we get Cream. We're going to lose. Now we're losing Cream.
Temporarily.
Lou Verbeau just texted me. Here it is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Strebel speaking with confidence about Vegas clubs is a little much.
I'm not being confident about it. I've seen TV shows in Las Vegas. I've been to Vegas, but I just know that there's clubs that I'm sure have strict policies on, you know, the clientele. And who they're letting in and who they're not letting in.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes from that fence.
That what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, there's like a bunch of dudes from Kentucky showing up. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Seven dudes with Bloomington shirts on.
Or Bloomington shirts are like wearing Vineyard Vine like shirts. Like, hey, this is nice in Louisville. But in Vegas, they'll be like, what are they wearing?
Texas says, how mad would Mitch be if he knew we crowdfunded Grossman in Vegas?
Oh, he'd be mad.
Well, that's because Grossman's likable and Mitch isn't.
Yeah, Mitch wasn't. Mitch was a sourpuss.
That's what Grossman gets. He got a $5 random Venmo from somebody.
And I am appreciative for that.
There you go.
And Mitch, would they be making fun of Mitch and calling him a bum?
Texas says, no offense, you couldn't make it at either club.
Thanks.
Texas says, I would be willing to bet that Strebel talks more about Louisville than Diener, Rummage, Maben, and Blank all together talk about Kentucky.
That's not true.
I disagree with that, actually.
Yeah, have you never listened to Maben and Rummage?
They talk a lot of Kentucky.
A lot of Kentucky. As much as they say they don't, they really do. I mean, they had a whole conversation on not who's going to win the game if Kentucky gets Kofi Coburn, because they went ahead and they said they're going to lose. They didn't say that, but they implied that. The conversation was, who do you want to see dunk on Kofi Coburn? That's how sad that conversation was. If Coburn goes to Kentucky, who do you want to see? Not, can we beat them? Who do you want to see dunk on Kofi Coburn the way that Russ Smith dunked on Julius Randle and lost?
Texas says, what's better content for the show, not getting Durin or Coburn or getting one of them and having the season implode? Well, the season imploding is a much longer days and months and weeks of content.
Right.
That would be it.
Yeah, because we could keep that going for a while.
By the way, how much did you guys talk about yesterday, the C.J. Frederick thing?
Oh, I gave like a 5-minute thing on it.
What?
That was right.
What was your take on it?
My take on it was
Ryan Lemon said he had a broken leg, right?
Right.
But he didn't. He had a procedure.
Okay. But the point was also made that you can't believe John Calipari when it comes to injuries.
Well, you just can't believe John Calipari.
Period. Yeah. So, I mean, him saying like,
leave it there.
Yeah, him saying like, oh yeah, he's fine, he'll be ready for the season. It's like, I don't believe that. And another thing
don't totally believe the reporting of Ryan Lemon here either.
Oh no,
right?
I don't believe his leg was like shattered. I mean, those
broken leg. It's immediately you start thinking, okay, you have what, August, September. I mean, you got to get going here.
But
what are you smiling at over there? Go ahead. Did you get another Venmo?
Yes, I did.
Look at this guy. He's cleaning up.
You're going to blow all of this on like Belmont Race 8.
Yeah, you got to put this away.
About on horse racing in Vegas?
No, I'm saying before you get to Vegas. You got 3 weeks before you go.
Yeah, you got to put that away. But another thing is like it's not a big deal at all because, I mean, Davion Mintz came back and he's a better player. And C.J. Frederick's not going to play.
Texas says, I've seen TV shows in Las Vegas. Come on, Strebel.
All right, that's fine. I know how it works out there.
Texas says, I've seen TV shows, LMAO.
Yeah.
Texas says, big boy is basing this all off shows in Vegas.
Yes.
Texas says, Strebel's club experience comes from CSI Vegas.
No, I've been to clubs. It's not like I've been to clubs before. Not Vegas Strebel clubs. Yeah. No, not clubs like that. Clubs in Louisville. Yeah. And I've been in VIP sections.
I mean, this is how many years? 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Okay, 15. Yeah. VIP section?
Petrus. It used to be a club. I was VIP there. Yeah.
I knew a guy that was that he went to U of L. He
bring out the, took me out.
Yeah,
Petrus.
Yeah,
was that on Baxter?
No. That was downtown Louisville.
Was that okay? That's it.
Yeah, that one was downtown Louisville.
Petrus.
And he rented out. Yeah, he rented out the VIP upstairs.
How about that?
And I was like, he's like, come on up. They just kept bringing like bottles of
Who
vodka.
Who else was up there?
Oh, a couple of my buddies, and I mean, there were girls up there. I mean, it was a college
How about
party.
That?
Yeah, it was a good time. Had a really good time.
I figured like that's the only time right there.
No, I've been in VIP. Other VIPs. The one a hotel. I was in that VIP, 4th Street Live.
I forgot all about those.
Oh yeah. People act like I didn't go to clubs.
I had a buddy who wanted to approach Michael Bush. Like,
oh really?
Like, it was like shortly after he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Michael Bush was, you know, had a lot of attention around him.
I'm sure he did. Yes.
On each arm, as they would say. He's like, he's not even hurt. I'm like, he shattered his leg.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Doesn't mean his life's not. I mean, he's fine.
He's going to be at home crying every night.
Yeah.
Because he had a broken leg that ended the season? No, he's going to go out and have fun.
Texas says Sweeney's listening to KSR. Well, no, they talked about it.
Yeah.
They reported it.
They reported. That's the initial report was from KSR that he broke his leg and had to have surgery on it. That was the initial report. Oh, and the blue martini. I was in that VIP, too.
Texas says, did Petrus have the spinning dance floor?
Yes, that was Petrus. Yeah, they had the spinning dance floor. Yep.
Texas says, is it just me or Streeple's takes are getting worse and worse? He's flustered this week, or he's flustered today, I should say. Excuse me.
I'm not flustered. I don't think I've given... I mean, I've had some hot takes, but I don't think they've been bad. And there's people calling me out, like, clubs.
Texas says, my ex-wife made out with T-Wheel in that bar. LOL.
In Petrus? That's great. I saw Francisco Garcia at hotel one time. Yep.
Did you give him an L's down?
No, that's before L's down existed. So? There was an L's down. This was like, 2004.
I told
2005.
You the last time I right before Sully's ended back in the day, and this is like, I mean, this is like prime time U of L time. This is like the basketball team's good,
football team was good, Charlie Strong,
football team. I mean, we're talking like Luke Hancock, Teddy Bridgewater, Lorenzo Maldon.
Oh
like,
yeah,
we're talking like all those guys that we're in Sully's and a buddy of mine. It was a bachelor something or whatever. And we were Stillman was with us.
Oh, Stillman was. I bet he thought he was hot stuff in Sully's too.
He was walking around like he owned the place.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, okay, so my buddy bought entrance for these two girls.
Okay.
And they were ladies of the night, if you will. I mean,
okay.
That's Yeah, I'm okay. that, I don't know what
that's
else what to they say. Were,
that was their okay. job. Yeah,
that, yes, okay. That's pretty much what we had figured out.
Yeah, okay.
And they got into a fight and busted beer bottles over this dude's head.
Oh, my God.
And they pointed at Stillman. We're with him. And there was like 50 U of L. I mean, no more 50. It's 200 U of L people right there.
Oh, wow. Oh, just like zoom right in there?
Oh, no. I'm saying that's who was there.
Oh, that's who was there.
Yeah.
Oh, there,
it, oh what, yeah.
When there's beer bottles being busted. And
oh, yeah.
Also saw Otis George at a U of L track party. Saw him too. I did.
What a random thing to flex on.
No, not flexing on. I'm just trying to, as I'm trying to rack my brain, it's like what other U of L players that I run into.
Otis George at a track party.
Here's the thing we need to do, and I'm asking you this in all seriousness. Perrin will probably be in here, if you're off next week, a couple days or whatever. Would you listen to advice from him? Maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe you get a warm up at the club by going with him one weekend here before you leave this weekend, next weekend, whatever it may be. A little warm up, is that okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
You and some of those same buddies? Do they live here locally?
No, I'm the only one from Louisville.
Where are they all at? All over the
Indiana?
Place?
There's a couple from Indiana. And a handful from Texas, one's in South Carolina.
Wow.
Like I only actually know like two of the other guys beforehand.
Gotcha. Wow.
Okay, so
there'll
be some people you don't know.
It's a friend from school is getting married.
Okay.
So like I know like the other couple of friends from school that are going. Then he has friends from like growing up and that type of deal that are also going.
That's awesome you got invited. Yeah. That's cool.
What's the Blue Oyster? Is that a restaurant?
What?
I'm scared. I'm scared of everything. Oh, on the
I think
text
that was
line.
In Police Academy. I'm pretty sure that's the bar in Police Academy.
Can't read the text line.
I'm sure.
Oh, goodness. Texter says, I agree 100% with the texter who says Strieble talks more U of L than anything.
No. Okay, so choose. Are we KSR West? Do we all only talk to Kentucky? Or do I talk too much to U of L? Which is it? Because I hear both now. Hearing both. I hear, y'all, all you do is talk Kentucky.
The answer is yes, it's
yeah,
both.
Yeah,
it's both.
All I do is talk Kentucky. Now all I do is talk U of L. They don't know.
Texas says, Perrin's a UK spy. A
spy? Oh, Justin Jeffries is taking him out, too. He's going to be his wingman.
Yeah, I mean, true.
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
No.
He said it was yesterday. He's listening. He texted
it. Well, where's Justin Jeffries going? What do you mean he's taking him out? Like, he's a farmer. Like, where's he taking him out? I don't know. Does he hang out?
When we were at the final UK football postgame show, right. We are all in the conference room eating Ince's chili.
Okay.
And Justin, it was good chili. Justin was like, hey, Jack, I'd like to take you out and be your wingman. Go out sometime, have a good time.
How many months ago was that again?
Well, that was
the height of COVID. We couldn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So now things have opened back up, and he'll be back in the studio maybe, hopefully. We'll see what happens from there.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I'm just reading the text.
Oh,
line.
Yeah. I'm sure it's great.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Kofi Coburn in the news. Marcus Carr. We'll see if he makes a commitment. We got to get to that as well. And then Grossman just was really adamant on getting to the Stephen A. Smith stuff.
Yeah, he's telling us every break.
He just really, really wants to get to that in the apology today. Clay Travis wrote the article, should he have apologized?
Oh, good. Okay.
Jason Whitlock does not think he should have. So I know that that's something that you wanted to get to. So we gave you a prime time. At 5:35, you can get to that. So we'll
get
do that next.
Chest.
How does that
sound? Yeah, let's do a little.
All right,
well,
good
talk.
Deal. It's a take. It's a Tuesday. We got you to 6 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Tim Sullivan, Courier Journal.
Tim may have to unmute.
Okay, we can come back to Tim.
And James Strieble.
Let's try Lucas Allback, Courier Journal.
Lucas, maybe the mute button as well. Must be a Courier thing with Lucas and Tim.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Even though they are at the pinnacle of TV sportscasting, broadcasting, I'm looking up at PTI right now, and they're asking the question, is Alonso the best power hitter on the planet?
Oh, wow.
And when you talk about hell, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's the right July there. July TV, radio,
just,
sports,
just
whatever.
Right there. Is Pete Alonso the best power hitter on the planet?
Wow. What do you think Frank Isola is saying right now about that?
I'm surprised you knew that was him.
I know
Frank,
who that is.
The Iceman.
Yeah, I know who Frank Isola is.
But really, Grossman, is he the best power hitter in the world?
Yeah.
Is he really?
On the planet.
I mean, let's talk about it on the planet. Our planet.
What do you think, Jack?
I think that he is probably not. He is not, because even though he won the home run derby, there's a difference between the home run derby and doing an actual game, and Alonso has sucked for most of the year. Take that, Nick!
Texas says, Strieble's tweets are 85% U of L LOL.
Man, they keep a percentage? Wow, good for you. I'm glad that, you know, you while you get on me about talking Louisville so much, you have percentages for my tweets. You count my Louisville tweets. What's more pathetic, that or me talking about your bum team? You count my tweets. Good for you.
Texter Perrin is Matt Jones's inside source for U of L.
That's right. That's who feed Matt all the info.
Oh, man, I'm absolutely in love when people send that kind of nonsense in. All right, Jack. No, I'm just kidding, Jack. You know,
because right, I have nothing on
Stephen
really?
A.
Well, I mean, what he said was wrong. I mean, what else
there
is
you
there
go.
To say?
That's all you got to say. There you go, Jack.
There you go.
And all there's right. a drive by Castellanos, and that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
He doesn't get that.
No,
I get
he
that.
Doesn't.
That, no. that, you know, that, that, that.
Oh, yeah, the Marty Brenneman thing?
Tom Brenneman.
Sorry, Tom Brenneman.
Proud myself as a man of faith.
Yeah, sorry, I apologize.
I never know when I'll put this headset on again.
Yeah.
Either for the Reds or for my bosses at Fox.
Yeah, he has it memorized.
Well,
what
yeah,
evil Cubs fan he is.
Because it's bad for the Reds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. He's a Cubs fan. It's bad for the Reds, so he has it memorized. Very good, Jack.
By the way, I like Castellanos.
I can't find my show sheet here. I don't know what I did with my
Which
show
one,
sheet.
Which one, the sound sheet?
No, the show sheet. Oh. Sheet of lies.
Oh, your sheet of lies. Okay,
my sheet of
gotcha.
Lies.
All right.
I can't find. I can't find my sheet of lies. 437-9680. So we got you to 6 o'clock here. Final couple minutes left on the show. I am a little sad. I feel like here in the next week, we will know Marcus Carr and Kofi Coburn.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think that'll be over sooner rather than later.
So before, I mean, we would admit my birthday is on July 22nd.
Oh!
That is next week at some point.
I think it's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
By next Thursday, we will know both. Obviously, we'll know Kofi Coburn on Friday.
Right.
Will we know Marcus Carr by then?
Yeah, he'll wrap it up before then.
Because the Kentucky's still in the mix, and who else? Kansas. No one is buying that at this point. In fact, I don't like it that John Rothstein keeps putting it on there.
Yeah.
He's doing that for a reason, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's had some of the reports on that. By the way, if you're a Louisville fan and you don't get Marcus Carr, and it gets, you know, the news gets broken to you that John Rothstein's the one reporting it.
Ooh,
that's just a kick in the you know what on the way out.
That's
it's like,
bad.
Hey, you didn't get the player, and that just happened.
Who would they rather? Who would they rather break the news though, him or Matt Jones?
Jeff Goodman.
Well, Goodman likes Louisville.
Yeah, he does. He likes Louisville.
It's Indiana Yates.
Well, I thought it was Kentucky.
Kentucky
hates him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one of the games I covered.
Wait, he hates Indiana? Hang on.
I didn't know he hated
Indiana. From the coaching search thing about Indiana fans got mad at him.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. What take did he have?
He had the general, you know, take of
Brad Stevens is never coming here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then
he should have.
He didn't come.
Brad Stevens turning down the IU job was a mistake, and he'll know it. He already does.
Yeah,
he does. I'm not kidding when I say that.
Oh, he turned down a lot of money.
And Brad Stevens turned down $70 million, and the Celtics don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm loyal to Boston. Boston doesn't care about you.
No, they don't.
You don't win, get out of here. They don't care.
But they did make him the president, so.
Yeah, that's so that they can get rid of him quicker.
Yeah, that's what
so they fire him even faster. Okay,
that's what I think.
He'll be regretting that absolutely. But I did see Jeff Goodman back when I was covering and going to games and things that went to the Yum Center, and he was Tom George and he were walking closely together around the court and seemed to be having a lively conversation. I tweeted a lot of stuff there. I did.
What did you tweet?
I can't remember, but I know it was something about, you know, Goodman being a Louisville insider and all these other. Yeah,
so you went at him.
I did. I went at him. Yeah. Yeah. I went at him that night.
That's just.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
That's every stereotype of a Kentucky fan.
Absolutely.
It really is. You're just feeding into that.
I was.
By the way, every time I've walked by your Chrome thing there, you've had a sea of blue up. What's on a sea of blue today? Nothing?
Nothing. I just had just the general stuff about, Kofi Coburn on Friday. And that type of thing. CJ Frederick injury update.
Texter says Goodman's a B.
He's fine.
There you go.
Yeah, he's fine.
Texter says Strieble, you're all up in Louisville fans' kitchens.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, they get mad at me, but that's okay. That's fine. I like it when they get mad at me.
Texters had an IG model for you.
Oh, whoa,
and
good.
I thought I had one for you, but I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, wow, I thought what? I had one saved for you.
Oh.
Little Kiki this weekend.
Yeah, well, Jack alerted me yesterday that she had a new
picture.
Did
he really?
Up. Yes, he did. He,
well,
he
good
did
for
alert
you,
me. Yeah.
Jack.
Jack was on the lookout for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I didn't show him those. I figured that that's something you would want to show him.
Thank you. Who do you guys sense that people are mad at with Team USA?
Popovich.
Oh, absolutely Popovich.
Popovich.
Yeah.
Especially today when he kind of gave that, like, you know, he was
the
kind of a jerk.
Back and forth with the reporter.
Yeah, I think people are piling
on
him.
Why are people mad at Popovich?
I mean,
you have a damn play for Zach LaVine. That's why.
I think there's a
Zach LaVine's a stud.
A little of the shine.
Yeah, not when you have KD and Lillard and Tatum.
Yeah, I think a little bit of the shine has gone off Popovich since Tim Duncan's retired. I mean, notice that trajectory of the Spurs.
Really?
Yeah, how
he's washed. I think he's washed.
Wow, you guys are both calling Popovich washed?
He is washed. I mean, the Spurs haven't been the same.
It.
What had the Spurs done since Tim Duncan left?
It's since Kawhi Leonard left.
Oh, yeah. Kawhi. Okay. Yes.
He forced Kawhi, what was it, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Four years ago? Something like that?
Yeah.
Before then, he fleeced, who was it, the Pacers?
Yep.
For Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
I think people are mad at Popovich.
But they've always loved Popovich because he'll speak up. He's had an opinion. He's been the funny old guy with the crazy hair.
Sometimes.
His teams now, while they're not good, they'll overachieve enough to make the postseason.
Sure.
Oh, no, they've missed the postseason.
I thought they made it last year. They were in the play-in game, but then lost. That's it.
Yeah.
Does the play-in game count? That's a terrible discussion.
Sure.
We'll let Wilbon and Frank Isola figure that one out. So you think they're mad at them, not when it's an NBA, when it's a players' league.
Yeah.
The players are losing. You're saying drop a play for KD. KD is losing games. Here.
I'm with you, but I think
Tatum is losing games.
For some reason, I think people expect more out of the Olympic coach than like when they're the NBA coach. And I think a lot of the because when Larry Brown flubbed that, it was all piled on him. It was his fault. And then Coach K had to come save it.
Right.
And then went on that glory run.
Yeah, because it's the theory of you have all that talent. How can you not win when you have all that talent?
Understandable.
And are we talking about
also
USA Basketball, Calipari, or McDonald now? I just can't tell.
Look at that.
Took a shot at Kentucky and Louisville in one breath.
No one gave the damn McDonald take, did they? Only
me.
Is he the only one?
Is
he the only one on ESPN Louisville?
I believe so. I believe I was the only one that gave
surprised?
That take.
That he's the only one that gave
Dan Calipari.
That's what I said. And
that's
exactly what I said. Here's the rationale why it's not fair to do that. Well, Louisville didn't have a good baseball program until Dan McDonald showed up. It's like, so that means that you don't want to win a championship with him? Is that what that means? Just because it wasn't a good baseball program? But you tell me all the time.
Don't shake your head, Grossman. He's right about that.
I know he is.
Tell me all the time it's the top five program in the country, and then Omaha goes through Jim Patterson Stadium. But if you're going to win, well, James, Round Daddy, they weren't anything before he showed up. Then don't tell me Omaha goes through your stadium. Shut up. And then, but in the same breath, Cal can't win. He can't win. It's like, he's got a title. Dan McDonald have a title.
Oh, it's so easy.
It is easy.
It really is.
And it got them all riled up, and they got all mad at me.
It's such a layup for you.
It was a layup. It's a slam dunk.
It's such a layup.
It's a Kofi Coburn alley-oop slam dunk.
I think Patty Ice was mad at Diener because Patty was trying to get Sean Moth on yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he noticed Diener had him on. Oh, forget about it.
I'm like, he can go on a second show.
I was one that had to break the news to
him. I'm like, dude, it's okay if Sean Moth goes on the air at 8 o'clock and goes on the air at 4:30. Like, it's okay.
It's a different audience. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a different audience. Texter says, Strebel thinks there may be a little bloom off the rose of Popovich.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's a good coach. He's won, what, 5 NBA championships, whatever it was. But, I mean, he's not doing anything without Tim Duncan and Kawhi Leonard. So, there you go. I think someone else should be the head coach of the Olympic team.
Texas says Keldon Johnson's going to return Popovich to greatness.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Texas says MAGA Strebel hates Popovich because he's a lib.
No, it has nothing to do with his political leanings. I'm not saying he's a good guy or a bad guy. I'm just saying that I think he's washed up. He's been coaching for a long, long time.
Another texter asking, did your wife have her ring on Friday for the anniversary?
Why do people keep asking that?
I have no idea.
Her left hand isn't even in the picture. It's not. I mean, these
people. I don't know why it bothers you, but I don't know why two separate people have texted that in today.
I don't know why they. It doesn't bother me. Why does it bother them? Why do they care? That's my question. Why do they care? They're trying to, like, delegitimize my marriage for some reason.
Grossman, we should have went to Butch Beard Sound to end today's show. We should have done the entire 5 o'clock hour on Butch Beard.
There's plenty of it.
Replayed at 5:30 the entire call.
I did like how Butch Beard did say that he went and talked to John Calipari about things. That was great.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was great. That made me smile. He's like, I went and talked to Cal, and he was surprised at some of the things they had to tell him.
Ooh, I heard that.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
I would have loved to have seen Cal's. I mean, it's a haymaker.
Just his face.
Cal meeting with Butch Beard. It's a haymaker.
It is a haymaker. It really is. But, you know, he hired his friend Kenny Payne.
He said he asked Calipari if Kenny Payne was going to get caught up in anything.
Yeah, he did.
Which is what I love the most.
Yeah, does he have anything?
He's like, hey, is he going to get caught up in anything and all this recruiting stuff?
Yeah.
Like, Cal's like, no.
No, he's good. Then I told Cal some things, and he was surprised.
What sound do we have here, Grossman? We're limping towards the end here before we get out of here on this Tuesday. Reminder, coming up tomorrow, Pat 40 will join us. We'll talk with him. What else do we have here? What was good?
We have Rummage praising Sam Williamson.
Well, let's see here what we got.
He does that every day. You can put that on the sound sheet daily.
give me some Rummage praising Samuel Williamson.
Other teams are going to have 6'9 Jalen Withers. You know, other teams are going to have big men like Malik Williams. You know, I mean, Malik may be better at some things. Jalen may be better at some things. Sam's the type of player, though, that there are games that if he's playing at his highest potential, there are games where other teams are going to go, well, we don't have anybody that can do that, that is that size. Like, I mean, we don't – like, Sam has that Florida State – vibe, you know, like if you put him in a Florida State jersey, he looks like a guy we'd be like, God, I don't know, what is that? What the hell is that? He shoots it, he scores, he can get to the basket, he's got 20 rebounds. Like, you know, like that. What? That's something that Sam does. Sam has the vibe of a guy who can take you to a Final Four.
Oh,
it's like when I go to a Final Four, I imagine guys like Sam Williams. Like, you're like, okay, that's what I need.
I mean, he was the third best player on your team last year. The third.
And it was a distant third.
And a distant third.
He wasn't always the third.
He wasn't always the third either, but I mean.
Well, here's what I would go with. I would go with his rebounding ability and mid-range game.
Sure.
If he sticks to what he's good at. I mean, I think he's going to average close to a double-double next year.
I can get with that.
Okay. No, maybe 12-8 or something
like that. Something like that, but
then it went a little bit.
Final Four guy. Like a guy, I look at him and he's a guy that can take me to a final. He doesn't look anything like Florida State players. Florida State, like every guy on the team's like 6'9 and over. He doesn't.
It's like when I go to a Final Four, I imagine guys like Sam Williamson.
That's. Man, why'd you do that to me at 5:53?
I have a rubbish take that I just mean.
Also. Who would be the Kentucky guy that we would say that about?
Kofi Coburn.
Coburn averages like 20 and 10.
Yes. Yeah,
there's a difference. No, I'm saying that you would say that about Sam that you wouldn't agree. Would it just be Keon Brooks?
Probably like a Keon Brooks because they're very similar players. They have very similar numbers.
Williamson's better than Brooks.
I agree.
I think
there are times where Sam Williamson
at the end
didn't
of the year
show up
at the end of the year and for next year I would take Sam over Keon. I would.
And I don't think it would be close.
I wouldn't.
Well, of course you wouldn't.
You'd have to. Why?
I think he's a better rebounder, and I think he's got a good mid-range game offensively. Okay.
You really think Leon Brooks is averaging 12-8?
Offensively, well, now
you got to look it up.
They were relatively similar. What was it last year?
And I think last year
we did the segment. I mean, Cam Brooks to me just hasn't figured out what his game is.
I can agree with that.
I think Sam has now.
Sure,
I don't need him shooting threes. I need him shooting mid-range, getting rebounds, and making that, you know, break. breaking a zone if we're going to do defense, if we're going to get into Jack Grossman territory. Like Cam Brooks mid-range, he's not there. He's not a three-point shooter, right? He's not a low post player, you would think, right?
I understand those points, but to say definitively that you, like, we know, like, Sam Williamson's better.
I mean, Keon Brooks
didn't,
him, yeah.
he didn't play as
yeah.
many games as Sam Williamson either. He's been half the season on the bench because he's injured. Yeah, so, Keon Brooks, he had 10.3 points per game, 6.8 rebounds in less games.
Don't give me the less Sam Williams. Games. That's because he can't stay
healthy. No, that's important.
Texas says Rummage sucks.
All right, and we'll do Sam Williamson.
Texas says, when I think Final Four, I think Lance Ware. Texas says Rummage's take just isn't worded properly. I think I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, how else should it
be
worded?
Well, the Final Four stuff, let's settle down.
It is worded properly because that's what he believes.
I think here's
he believes that.
Here would be the point, and here's why I think I feel like I know what Sam is going into this season.
Okay.
I don't feel like I know what Keon Brooks is.
His stats were not as good as Keon Brooks's.
Yeah.
9.6 points per game, 8.1 rebounds. You tell me you would definitively take that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Well, Williamson's going to have a bigger role on the team than Brooks is.
What are the splits at the end of the year?
Okay, I had to look at that. So
okay, we can't do that now.
We don't have time. But
we can do that tomorrow.
There'll be lots of time. I could say, like, okay, for whatever reason, that maybe you would lean towards Sam Williamson, but just to be definitively, yeah, I'd take him for sure. Like, I don't understand that.
Is Keon Brooks even starting for Kentucky next year?
Yes,
I think he starts at the three if they get Kofi.
Yes, I think he starts. You just don't like Keon Brooks as he left your Indiana Hoosiers in the dirt.
You wanted him to transfer
to IU,
I apologize.
And he didn't. That's what your take is. You're mad because he's not an IU Hoosier. Now I know where it's coming from.
And it's not only that. Remember, he was going to transfer there. And then
he did.
So he's missed out on Keon Brooks twice.
So that's why he hates Keon Brooks.
And Leonardo care less about Keon Brooks the second time.
Oh, please.
The second time, I care less.
No, please.
You wouldn't take Keon Brooks right now. You've got Miller Kopp, and who's that? Durr. What's the guy's name?
Michael
Durr. So you'd rather have Miller Kopp and Michael Durr over Keon Brooks?
Well, I think those are two different arguments.
No, they're not. No, right now.
Yes, of course. I would rather have Keon Brooks than the other two.
Then stop. Then stop with this. I wouldn't take Keon
Brooks.
I'm not
sitting here.
Stop it. No, Jack, stop it.
There's differences between.
There's no difference.
Would I rather have Keon Brooks than those two? And do I care immensely that
those
they don't have Keon Brooks?
No, those were your transfers. You could have had Keon Brooks potentially.
I mean, you can play the same thing and say, would you rather have Keon Brooks or Xavier Johnson? I would 100% take Xavier Johnson.
I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah. I would agree.
I'll give you that one. But yeah, you can't
just pigeonhole your team. I'm not pigeonholing. Yes, you are. Because you're including all the transfers they got.
Okay.
You intentionally left out the best transfer they got.
I didn't intentionally do that. I'm just saying the guys you complain about all the time and say, I hate them, I don't want them on my team. You're saying I wouldn't take Keon Brooks the second time. I wouldn't have taken him. But you got Miller Kopp and you got Michael Durr, so you're good. You're good.
The guy I really want is Jerome Hunter. That's the one I feel hurt about. Not Brooks.
Jack.
Indiana's not making
Indiana
the tournament.
Is not, yeah, no, they're yeah, not. I yeah. mean, they're not. They're not.
It's slapping me in the face today when I saw Lenardi have him as a 10. I'm like, man, they could lose one more game to Iowa and
they're out.
Done.
They're out
and
completely.
That's how tenuous it all is. What do we have coming up on the bonus hour? Do we have any idea yet? Is Nick just starting to cut stuff now?
We have Ben Roberts on the V Show.
Nice.
All right.
Process did not cut one for Issel and Pratt, so there will not be an Issel and Pratt bonus hour.
Okay.
And then something from the Diener Show from before the power went out.
There all right.
Yes.
Oh, no trivia today either. Wow.
Yeah, no trivia.
Power outage
would have been trivia. Which would have been a guarantee for what the bonus hour would have been from Diener.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Fellas, good job. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.